I'm going to turn it over to Tom Hess. This morning is dedicated to a ministry that we support. It's our mission, and we'd like to everyone to really get to know the people that you are supporting with your gifts of giving. If you cannot see the screen, you will have to probably adjust and move. We cannot move the screen. It's all centered. So if it means for you to make a little move, why, feel free to do that. With that, I'll give you Tom.
Good morning. 6 years ago, the church at Metro commissioned my daughter Jennifer to go to Tomsk, Russia, where they'd planted a church a few years earlier to serve in a mission. And as Shirley and I sent her off, we said, we'll pray for you. And I had one request. Don't meet Mr. Wonderful over there. Well, one day she said, Dad, guess what? Yes, I found him. Come on up here, you guys. And I went there in September. What year was it, Jenny? About 2011?
10.
And I met Emil. And I tried as hard as I could to find something wrong with him, and I couldn't do it. And just amazed by his character. And I told Jenny, you know, he's just head and shoulders above any guy you ever dated here in the States. And so what I saw in Emil was a heart for God. It's amazing. And he had come there as a student from Kazakhstan. And he'd become a Christian there and had devoted himself to the church. And I saw in him what Jenny saw. And so Shirley and I, with heavy hearts, we gave our blessing. And they were married, how many years ago now, Jenny? Four years ago. Yeah. And then we got the exciting news that a baby was on the way. And Grandpa's pride and joy right here, Lisa, is here with us this morning. So, I'm not going to take up any more time. They have a really exciting ministry there. They're working in one of the greatest cities in Russia for education in Tomsk. Kids come there from all over the world, and what an exciting place to share God's word.
Good morning, dear church. It was too much about my character. Tom should live with me to understand my character fully. Yeah. Okay, we just want to share with you what's going on in Tomsk, in Russia, and show you pictures. So if you want just to ask questions, if I'm not clear because of my accent, please don't hesitate. Just say stop and say it again, and I will do it for you. And, okay. So, Tomsk is growing. It's a city which has over 200,000 students every year. And so me and Jenny, we decided to start this ministry when we will serve students and try to become friends with them. Because, you know, we believe that only friendship will change something. If we'll be just people who serve and call this project, I think it will be difficult for students to change if they don't see Christ in our life, if they don't see that God actually lives in us. And so the biggest priority for us with Jenny right now is to actually have relationship with God and ask God to use us as a tool. And we are not sure that we are good tool at the moment. We hope to grow, and we still don't understand many things, and We want you to guys pray about us more, and thank you so much for your support, for your prayer, because this what gonna change life there and only. And we can show you a few pictures. Yeah, George, Jenny, you go.
Hi there. Just to tell you a little bit about the church itself, the church is growing. There's about 60 kids, and
yeah, and Jenny cannot say this. Guys, last Monday we unfortunately lost our child. Jenny had miscarriage, and we could have baby, but we're not gonna have it. She cannot say it. She is about to cry, but she'll be strong.
God has His plan, and we trust Him that if He had allowed it, then He has His reasons, and they're always good. And the church is doing really well. It's really thriving. It's really growing. And these are just some of our kids. We usually pray over the kids every service that we have together. We have a general meeting the first Sunday of the month. Here's a picture of the general meeting. And then all of the other Sundays, we separate into different house churches. There are about 9 or 10 different house churches. And it's doing really well. The leadership is doing really well. We also have something called family and student seminars. It's one of the tools of the church for outreach to bring people in. And many people have come to the church through this outreach, and it's on many different topics, everything from economics and time management and life after kids. Is there life after kids? More like, is there romance after kids? but we have, you see the couple standing in the top picture, that's Timur and Ira Rahimov. And they're, Timur is one of the main leaders of the church, and they themselves have 5 kids, and they're a very good testimony of what a Christian family should look like. And they're excellent speakers as well, and so it's been very effective.
Yeah, and just to add about general meeting, since we meet only once a month as a whole church, usually it takes 5 hours for general meeting to go. We have break in the middle, we just eat pizza, so we're just happy to be together. And on this picture you see many kids. All of those kids, almost all of those kids are from children's home. So we have a team there who go to children's home every week, and when it's summer, we make for them summer camp and just try to become friends with them, and we hope that somebody will give their life to Christ finally. And yeah, we can go.
Some of those kids that you see there are orphans. Some of them, they're not orphans, it's just that their parents are not able to take care of them, or they're not allowed by the government to take care of them, so they get sent to the children's home. There are many children's homes in Tomsk, at least 4 or 5. We're not exactly sure how many there are, but it's a very good, strong ministry, and many people come to Tomsk just to work with those kids.
Yeah, and this year was special for our church. We celebrated 20th birthday, so it's already 20 years we are as a church there, and you can see everyone there right now. And on these pictures you can see cake, which shows the date we celebrate. We worship God there. The topic we had last year, was how to go from knowledge to actions. Because we believe that we already know enough about Christ. We just need to start live as He wants us. We have a joke in Russian, maybe you have the same in English. Two brothers meet each other, and one of them say, "How's life?" He says, how do you live?" He says, "I'm living by God's grace." I said, "Great. When are you going to start by God's will?" When are you going to start to live by God's will? So we're just trying to make sure that we live as God wants us to live. And
So, as I said before, the church is growing and doing really well, and that also includes baptisms. This past year, we had around 20 baptisms. I'm not exactly sure the exact number, but yeah, it's pretty exciting. And the baptisms are young people, older people. It's really encouraging to see so many people just make that decision that they want to follow Christ, and that we see more people coming to heaven through what we do.
Yeah, and our main, we call it Ministry with Jenny, is English Club. English Club is the place where over 30 people, or 30 students come every Saturday, and they come there with main idea, main goal to learn English. We have Jenny, who teaches there all the time, and I just organize everything. I prepare games and prepare coffee break. Actually, coffee break is the most important time.
Not just for coffee.
Yeah, students are always hungry, we understand. That is the main hook we use. But why is important? Because team who help us there, we have about 10 people in our team. They are all students, and they try to become friends, because when we have coffee break, you have unofficial environment. How to say? Yeah, we just
relaxed,
we are relaxed, and we can talk about everything. And this is the time when we ask them to come to different place to play bowling, or to go to watch movie, or to play games. And this is the time when we'll become friends. You can just show them. Short picture. Yeah, this is Junior teaching. Do you want to say what you're teaching?
We do all sorts of different topics. And we usually do grammar, but we do different themes of anything you can think of. We do, but even the simplest themes, we always try to do something about Jesus during all of this. We know that they're coming not just to have a sermon preached at them, so we try to really have fun with them and really enjoy the time, but show just through the testimony of our own lives what God has done in us. So even through building the friendship like Emil talked about, they see through us what it is to have this relationship with God, and trying just to show through our testimony that there's something more than just, you know, going to class and trying to find the right girlfriend and and everything. So it's the most effective time.
Yeah. At the moment we have 3 Bible studies with students. Unfortunately, the Bible studies go very slow. You know, we just speak about everything, and then maybe a little bit about Christ, about salvation. Well, not a little bit, but I would like it to be faster, but it goes very slow. So we hope that finally they will understand everything and make right choice. One of those guys is a Muslim, so we're trying to understand why God needs son and why God made Jesus. Hopefully he'll understand and he will become part of our church. Yeah, and this is the time when we play games. Sometimes the place where we live is, where we make English Club, is very full, so we just don't have space to for everyone to sit. People just standing. Where do they stand?
Yeah, it's sometimes that we don't even have enough chairs for people just stand in the hallway outside, because it's so packed, which is a very good thing. We just need a bigger room. And so, yeah, we have a lot of people that come to us. The previous picture that I showed, there's a girl sitting next to me also that she's an American. Her name is Hillary. She came to us from a Baptist church. Unfortunately, I don't remember which Baptist university she came from, but we get a lot of interns and people from Harding University and other universities that want to do this internship program and really help us out a lot, because these people, they want to speak English, so they'll come to us and we can say, you know, we could do anything, we could say anything, and they just want this interaction with a native English speaker. And going to Russia, I didn't realize how much God would use that. Just the fact that all of you are, you know, also in that same exact position, the fact that you are a native English speaker, going to other countries, God uses that in ways that you wouldn't have imagined. Because people will come to you in droves. They want to learn English because it's one of the most popular languages in the world today. And so they will. It's one of the tools that God uses to just get them to you. And then you can tell the gospel through that. It's really amazing.
Jenny is a very patient wife because sometimes we have a bunch of students in our apartment. And this means she needs to wash dishes after and some other stuff. But we were blessed to have this crowd with us. Yeah, and what we do usually for students, for them to feel like we are not just, like, they used to call us sometimes cult, because we don't have a temple, I mean, church building, we just meet on somebody's apartment. So we're just trying to break this wall and to show them that building, dress, the way I speak is sometimes not that important as the way I live. And so we make parties, like we made once a cowboy party, we made taco party. Taco party says for itself, what did we do there? Yeah, and this is Christmas party. Our church tried to show students what Christmas is and to provide for them a main idea who Christ is and why we celebrate this day. And this light I call everywhere most important because we really need help. We need people who are willing to come to Tomsk for one day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, to become part of this ministry, to show Christ students. And we hope that you know somebody, or maybe somebody here who is willing to join us. So please tell people that we need help. We need them to help us to develop this friendship, to become, to develop these ministries you can see right now. Youth ministry, worship team, seminars. All of those tools God uses as an instrument to for us to become closer with them. And we have prepared approximate budget. If you probably don't see it, but I can say it loud that it's about $200 per week, absolutely enough to live in Tomsk and to even rent the condo. And the approximate price for round trip is $2,000. In summer it's more expensive, so we cannot support you guys or cannot support people who want to join us, but we are ready to take care of them there, to get all necessary help to get in Russia. So we just ready to work as hard as we can, as we can. So if you have somebody or if it's you, join us. It's a great time. It's a crazy time. It's a good time to make crazy things for God. You will never forget this trip, trust me. You will remember about this trip all of the days God gave you. Go for it. And yeah, and we have this small document we call it Housing and Security, just for you guys to know if you are interested, you can come to us or you can just ask question what to expect when you're there. Because Russia is a place where people sometimes scared to go, and we just want you to know more about this place, because Siberia is not the Russia, it's just calm and peaceful place where you can surf and nobody will tell you anything except of Orthodox people. Yeah, and we again thank you so much for this church here, because we know how much you think about us, and it's so good to know that not just we it's just we are praying for salvation and for this church there, but also all of you who support us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we really do love you. This church has such a special place in my heart. It's the place where I grew up. And it's just the fact that you stand behind us so much and pray for us and support us. It's very special to me. And so we would like to now turn on the lights. and I would like to hear from you. I know this is a lot of information we just gave you, and we want you to know all about us. And if you would like to ask us any questions right now, we're very happy to answer all of your questions. And just even if you have a comment, you can also make a comment. We're open to that too. So, yes.
But what if I stole her passport?
He is amazing and special.
We have a Russian chocolate with us, so we hope in the end you will taste it, because people say that Russian chocolate is the most delicious thing in the world. No, it's a joke. It's not delicious. Just try, yeah. We just hope you will. Yeah, it's all up to you. We are ready to prepare for documents for any time.
And you have to come up with $2,000 for your plane.
It's typically about $2,000, yeah. I mean, of course, it varies a little bit. But so the typical visa to go to Tomsk is 3 months. And that's just a general idea of this is how much you can... It can be less than 3 months. It could be 1 month. It could be 2 months. But the maximum general visa is 3 months. And if you wanted to stay longer than 3 months, then that typically is done through a work visa, which means that you would teach English at a international language school. It's called Benedict. It's one of the schools, or a different school as well is available. But that's one of the best ones. That's where I taught for a while, and it's just to get an idea, wrap your mind around how much time you could spend there. Yes.
So you meet in your church home churches, but when you get together for your general meetings, mm-hmm. Where are you meeting
them? We rent a place. It's an event center, and it's big enough to hold all of us and have rooms for kids to do their classes and everything. And like Emil said, it's about 4 or 5 hours that we meet. It's a big chunk of time, just because we don't we're okay staying together so long, and we have the pizza coffee break in the middle of it all. and yeah, it's a good time.
About pizza. Yeah, I want to say just a few words about food there for you guys, if you're interested. We have 4 American restaurants there. So KFC, Subway, Burger King, and Sparrow, if you call it. So if somebody is worried about what they're going to eat there, even that part is ready for you guys to come.
Any more questions? Yes, sir.
Dollar for dollar, what's the, you know, when you say you receive support from America, but
mm-hmm.
how far does that go in Russia?
The U.S. support that we usually get, we spend most of it on the plane ticket to come here. We just save it up all year, and so most of U.S. support we spend on plane tickets. Also, if we really needed it, it would be like an emergency fund. But Emil's salary and my salary through teaching is enough to just live, to live there, to pay for rent, to buy food and everything.
Yeah, now, how much does a dollar buy? What's the differential?
That's all.
Yeah. You ready for a correct answer on this question? Now, we usually spend sometimes... I spend sometimes money on to buy this coffee break for students and just to make some fun stuff with them, like to go to play bowling or to go to Time Cafe. Cafe is a place when we hang out. And we just...
Is it dollar for dollar, though, or is it like $2 equal $1?
What's the exchange
rate? Yeah, exchange rate now is $1 is 60 rubles. It's dollar went up because price for oil went down, and so we have enough money right now to support this ministry. So thank you so much for the help you provide for us.
What is it right now? A loaf of bread is about 15 rubles, so it's much, much less than a dollar. I think even less than a quarter right now because of the change. He's asking how much does bread cost?
Ah, bread. Okay, got it. Yeah. Now I get it. It's about a quarter of a dollar.
So about a quarter, maybe a little less. And because of the change, how the dollar is going up and everything, the cost of just regular groceries is actually changing a little bit. We heard that after we left that the price of bread has gone up and milk and just different things like that. So we might have to pay a little bit more for bread and milk and all that, but it's okay. Yeah, the things that you hear with the politics and sanctions and everything, we aren't really affected by that very much yet. There is kind of a feeling about against America. Why are they putting all these sanctions on us in Russia? And I haven't really seen any negative attitude towards me as an American there. It's been pretty good. I've seen maybe one or two anti-American posters, but that's about it. It hasn't really been affecting us at all.
What's your distance from major cities? Tomsk, give us up.
Mm-hmm. So in Siberia, Tomsk is about in the middle of Siberia to the south, and we have a bigger city, Novosibirsk, about a five-hour drive from where we are. I don't know how big Novosibirsk is. 2 million people is Novosibirsk. Tomsk is between 500,000 and 900,000, and that fluctuates with the student population, and the biggest city is the Yekaterinburg is where the nearest U.S. embassy is. That's a pretty big city, but we'd have to go by train quite a ways to get there, about a day or two. Moscow, we'd have to go by plane only. I mean, I guess we could take the Trans-Siberian Railroad. But Jared actually really wants, my brother Jared, really wants to go on the Trans-Siberian Railroad from St. Petersburg to Beijing. But who knows if that'll really happen. So it's about 4 hours by plane. Is that right? From Tomsk to Moscow.
So Tomsk is the name of the city.
Mm-hmm. The Tomsk Christian Church. Yeah. Actually, the government recently forced the church to say a denomination. And I don't know, what did they say for the
Neo-Protestant Church.
Neo-Protestant Church is what they said that we were, because we don't want to say a denomination. We want to just say we follow God, we follow the Bible, we follow His Word. And part of God's Word says don't give yourself a denomination. So we're trying really hard to do that.
Yeah. And just for you guys to know about us more, I'm working as a part-time as a technical support engineer in one of the software company, and then other half I spend time with students when they are available. And Jenny, she is working also in international language school, and then she also helps to one of our brothers with his business. He opened his school. Yeah, we rent a condo. And Tomsk is not so big, so we love to go by bus. It's like San Francisco, I guess, Tomsk. People don't need cars that much there.
We just go by bus.
Yeah. And it's not so cold. Sometimes it could be even warmer than here. And we pretty love this place.
In general, it is a lot colder than in Colorado. You know, Colorado's pretty mild winters. And in general, it's Tomsk is Celsius, minus 20 to minus 30 in the wintertime. And Fahrenheit, what is that?
Minus 29, yeah.
I usually, when I think about cold, I usually think in Celsius because I live there. But I usually, if it's hot, then I usually think in Fahrenheit. All right. Any more questions? Well, you can definitely ask us questions later. We would love to talk to you. We would love to get to know, you know, if you're thinking about coming to visit us, we would really, really love to hear from you.
And thank you very much for your time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, it's a special blessing to be able to know what's going on with the gospel. And I believe that my understanding of the scriptures that before the coming of the Lord, that there will be a great revival, and part of that revival is going to be in Russia. So just to give you an idea on that, that the Lord is making inroads, and it's people like this. And we're supporters, and we want to be supporters, and I hope we can even improve on that support, but certainly support them in their prayers and rejoice in all that they're accomplishing, because it's an extension of who we are, and we want to be a part of that. Thank you for your time this morning. Shall we pray, and we'll have our closing song. Lord, it's a special time that we can be here, and our prayer is for Emil and Jenny, and just bless them with a safe trip home, and bless them in their ministry and all that's being done there, Lord, to open doors, and these that they have worked with, there might be a fruit from all of this, and from that people will talk to people. We know, Lord, that your word cannot be stopped. It is powerful, it changes lives, and it will change Russia. And we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.